And once again, welcome to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. It's 11:06 in the morning, Central Time, Wednesday, December 22nd, 2021. The closer we get to Christmas, right? Things are supposed to be jolly. Yeah, we'll see about that. I got some news for you. We'll see if Santa's going to be laughing after this, especially at the North Pole, the way utilities are going. By the way, forgot to mention, on sale this week is 50% off. If you buy two, you get one half off of your OptiVita products. You can mix and match, but you don't have to have three of the same item. We talked about the new Complete Essentials pack yesterday on our show. These are packs that you dump in water, make fruit smoothies with, and all sorts of other good stuff. And you can get those samples when you order from the Power Mall. They'll throw a little sample package in for you so you can try them out. One of the many products that we carry at the Power Mall, that's how we stay alive, is by you shopping with us, and we appreciate that. The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We have ordered a bunch of them, and those books should be available at an introductory price of $29.25, 10% off the regular price, first week of January. So put that on your calendar to call up an order from Jay at the Power Mall. North American Urban Spice also is introducing an oregano gummy. This is an oregano gummy infused with the P73 oregano oil and a bunch of other goodies and the O2 rega. Those are available now. 10% off intro special for you, and the Tranquil buy one, get one while supplies last is still going on at the Power Mall. Interesting guest schedule today for those of you, USFreedomFlyers.org's Josh Yoder, who I met at Clay Clark's Reawakening America Tour. Oh, has he got some damning evidence. Lee Dundas, an attorney who also spoke at the convention in front of 3,000 screaming fans, has filed a lawsuit against the executive branch regarding a vaccine mandate for federal contractors, but there's some other damning overreach issues. And wait till you see this. I got a 10-page PDF emailed to me. It's from the FAA. You may want to think twice. I mean, I look at this thing, and the more I read it, the more I'm like, wow, do I really want to fly? And all these people are going to be jumping on planes for holidays, and their pilots, if they've been vaccinated, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. We don't know what's going to happen to those pilots when they get to 38,000 feet with the jab inside of them. We got some horror stories that are coming out now, and Josh is going to be sharing some of those with us when he gets on at 11:30. So we don't have a whole lot of time for news and headlines. We'll try to get to as many of them as we can in between. In the noon hour, Greg Spihar from Federalist 2.0. This is a 2021 campaign. I ran into Greg at the Clay Clark's event, as I did Josh. Greg was dressed up like Alexander Hamilton of old, wearing the wig and everything. He has been able to put a common sense thing together based on 14 years of work. I got a couple of pieces of info from him that are just absolutely awesome. And I'm going to have to dig these documents out during the break, because they are just absolutely wonderful to see. And he'll tell you, if you go to Federalist2.org, you get to see everything that's on his website. But we'll be talking to Greg about his campaign and what he's doing as far as common sense in this very confused day and age. And we were talking about Santa's Christmas presents. If you live in Europe, well, it's on the edge of an energy disaster, according to Zero Hedge, as power prices smash all records. Europe's crisis got worse yesterday as a shortage of natural gas, nuclear outages, declining wind power output, and cold weather boosted prices. The gas price at the Dutch TTF hub, the benchmark gas price for Europe, soared 10% to a new record high of 165 euros per megawatt hour. 165 euros per megawatt hour. After gas entering Germany at the Malnau compressor station plunged to zero. Flows were diverted eastward to Poland. European gas prices have hit a record high. Zero Hedge is also reporting the COVID case numbers are already starting to decline in southern Africa, seen as the epicenter of the moronic explosion. I'm talking about Omicron here. That's an anagram for Omicron, moronic. This whole thing is bullpucky in my book. That has not stopped the EU from further tightening restrictions related to travel. According to Reuters, the European Commission on Tuesday agreed to new rules that will make the EU's COVID vaccine travel passport, what they call a travel certificate, will be valid for 9 months after the completion of the primary vaccination schedule, which right now only includes the first two doses. COVID case numbers are already starting to decline in southern Africa, of course. That was the epicenter. And, of course, they're all saying over in Africa, guess what? This is mild. It's not even like having a cold. But, you know, this is what they're going to do. They're going to beef it up. And if you live in New York, I feel so sorry for you. You want to hear the latest BS from New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio? This is just nuts, folks. You really going to go for this just to make an extra $100? He is offering, the mayor of New York City is offering, according to Summit News, $100 per family member if people allow a vaccination team to enter their homes and jab everybody inside. They'll give you $100 a piece. Gee, how many drugs can you buy with that? How much fentanyl can you get with that and kill yourself while you're at it? I mean, this is stupid. Stupid is as stupid does. I mean, how much overreach can you have, Bill? Seriously? He says a vaccination team comes to you, they can provide vaccinations for the whole family, de Blasio said during a press conference. You see, this bozo's on his way out the door, and this is what they do. Even on their way out the door, the teams that come to your home have the ability to provide whatever help you need, and the $100 incentive is available to every family member. Gee, I'm waiting to see, Bill, what's behind door number three? A new car! And the audience went wild. Bill, you're an idiot in my book. And that's why you lost and you're not going to be back as mayor again. Eric Adams is going to be mayor, and I hope to God the man has some common sense, being an ex-law enforcement officer. Please, dear God, let these people survive. Boeing and Airbus, as you know, we have reported, they've been asking the U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary to delay deployment of C-band spectrum for 5G wireless service, claiming it could affect the ability of aircraft to safely operate. They are very concerned about the possibility of rogue 5G signals interfering with their altimeters and their barometric pressure stuff. So if they authorize the C-band use by mobile carriers, the aviation industry is claiming tens of hundreds of or thousands of flights could face delays, diversions, or cancellations. And given what we're going to talk to Josh Yoder about at 11:30, this might actually be a good thing. I'm sorry for the airline industry. You may have to drive wherever you're going. It may literally cripple and shut down the airline industry. Those of you with frequent flyer miles, I don't know. I've long thought that it might be worth my time to just cancel my frequent flyer credit cards. I mean, if you can't use them, why have them? It's craziness of it all. This is what's going on, you know, technology. The Bible always said that, you know, things were getting closer to the end times as technology increases. They've got robots now. It's called Robageddon, autonomous slaughter bots programmed to kill. Can you imagine if they send these slaughter bots out? Superpower arms race to build killer robots could wipe out humanity if left unchecked, according to Technocracy News. That's right. You know, Patrick, we've had him on the show before. These are being developed by China, Russia, and the U.S., not to be outdone. Major powers are investing billions to create advanced AI artificial intelligence weapons that can hunt and strike targets with no input from controllers. Oh, that could get ugly. There could be some unintentional Armageddons in people's backyards if these AI robots get their wires crossed, get mixed signals. This doomsday warning comes after a UN conference failed to agree to a ban on Terminator-style, quote, slaughter bots, unquote. That's what they call them. There's a reason why they have these AI slaughter bots out there, folks. It's because our own military is going to get a conscience when their superiors order your common infantry military men to turn their weapons on American citizens. They're going to have a problem with it. So here's a way that you can create a kamikaze drone or something thereabouts to autonomously kill human targets. Oh, it's been done. Last year, a Turkish-made drone made the world's first autonomous kill on human targets in Libya, according to a recently revealed UN report. Technology is advancing so fast, governments and societies have not properly considered the dangers. Machines making their own decisions are prone to making unpredictable and rapidly spreading errors. And if they go crazy and they are armed, they could literally just start annihilating crowds of people at random. These algorithms, even the programmers don't always understand, can't stop them from going awry. So be careful. If you see one of these things flying around and it starts arbitrarily shooting, I don't know. I might be tempted to grab a 50 caliber and take them out of the sky. It's just a passing thought. If this is crazy, folks, this is where we're headed. Sleepwalking into dystopia. That's what this nuttiness is all about. And did you know that, according to Technocracy News, the PCR tests are losing their FDA emergency use authorization on January 1st? Isn't that something? But guess what? That doesn't stop the crazy little man at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with the mental acuity of a two-year-old who got on television yesterday afternoon because he can't do evening press conferences. It's 2 weeks past his bedtime. So he says he's going to deploy military to distribute 500 million tests amid the moronic wave. Wow. 500 million. We only have 333 million people in the U.S., but he's going to spend 500 million. You're going to buy 500 million tests with that don't work. I mean, didn't the CDC and all these other places just announce these PCR tests were flawed, that they don't work, that they don't produce valid results? Yet we're going to spend how many millions of dollars in taxes of our money on these tests? So the guy with the dismal ratings in about virtually every facet of your life in government, who looks like he should be put down. I mean, seriously, this is what they do with horses when they no longer can function. They put him to sleep. This guy looks like he should have been put to sleep a long time ago. You know, where's Kevorkian when you need him? You know, but they don't have assisted suicide in every case. And I'm not threatening the president. All right. So get that notion out of your head. It's just this guy is so old. Somebody else, and I know this, somebody else is telling this guy what to say. He is reading the teleprompter and he's doing a very piss poor job of it. But now he's going to distribute 500 million tests. Really? What a waste of taxpayer money. It's just nutty what he's doing. New evidence is revealing, and this is in emails. I mean, this is craziness. An unseen, previously unseen October 2020 email from Dr. Francis Collins, the outgoing head of the NIH, to his colleague, Dr. Anthony Mengele, is raising concerns about government-sponsored suppression of free speech. The email, which appears in a footnote of a December 17th year-end staff report from House Democrats. Oh, so Congress knows about this. Shows the behind-the-scenes efforts from Collins and Fauci, who are pushing a fresh rounds of lockdowns to discredit the Great Barrington Declaration and disparage its authors. I don't mind telling you, I signed that declaration. It's an October 2020 letter that ran counter to the efforts of Fauci and Collins to murder all these people, because I really believe that's what they're doing. And it was signed by many notable medical and epidemiological experts, including Harvard University epidemiologist Dr. Martin Kaldarp, University of Oxford epidemiologist Dr. Sunetra Gupta, Stanford Medical School epidemiologist Dr. J. Bhattacharya, and Nobel Prize laureate Dr. Michael Levitt. A lot of people signed this declaration, folks. It was to protect you guys. And, you know, they want to shut it all down. They want to discredit everybody, debunk everything. You know, they've been trying to eliminate everything. And see, and the Biden White House is going along with it. And the dementia, it looks like, is getting worse. People I know have watched him walk, watched him act, and he is demonstrating signs of mental impairment. It's sad, but, you know, the danger is all our enemies out there are watching him going, yeah, we got our chance. Our chance is coming. We could take down the U.S. so fast. Little EMP strike, little nuke up overhead over Kansas City, 275 miles, and we take out some of southern Canada, all of northern Mexico, and all of the United States. We could put them all in the dark ages. You know, don't think they're not thinking this. They've got the technology, folks. They have it. How do we know this? Because they've admitted it. They've admitted they've got those hypersonic missiles, and they've admitted they have the technology to create electromagnetic pulse. Hello? Anybody paying attention out there? We'll be talking about EMP a lot in the month of January, just so you know. We're not sitting back on our haunches just waiting for some disastrous thing to happen, folks. And I'm serious about this. We have to educate America. That's why we are here, to educate America. I am not reading a teleprompter. I don't need one of those. I've sat in front of a TV camera and read a teleprompter before on the evening news. I get it. I understand what they're doing at the White House. The whole thing, to me, is nothing but a big charade. And if you look at the ratings, and you don't have to watch mainstream media, I mean, even CNN, the Communist News Network, and MSDNC, and everybody else, and all those other little degenerates out there that are reporting what they feel like is the narrative, now they're starting to wonder, gee, what did we actually sign up for? You got 28 Democratic congressmen so far who have all said, we're not going to run again next time in 2022. We're not going to run again. If you got 28 people not running again because they fear there is going to be a GOP onslaught and a massive takeover because of everything that the Biden administration has done, well, they don't want any part of being accused of being part of that mess. And rather than face an ugly, disastrous butchering in the 2022 elections, they've decided not to run again. So, you know, here's the way it is. You're going to turn Biden into a lame duck. All he'll be able to do is rule by executive order edict. That's it. That's all he'll be able to do. And all Congress will be able to do is pass laws to override his executive edicts. That's what they do. And if you have a Republican majority, it turns Mr. Biden into a lame duck. Quack, quack. What did you expect? We can't sit idly by and let this garbage keep going. I mean, Europe is in a major utility crisis right now. And so now, you know, you don't think that the United States is going to be faced with something like that? I mean, the thing is, the average price of propane these days, and that's just propane, is $3 a gallon. It's nutty. And it's affected over there, over in Europe. I mean, they got a big Christmas present, didn't they? As I just told you. People are fighting back. Epoch Times is reporting that an outspoken and spirited U.S. Army vet was arrested for the third time in a week while protesting against the city's vaccine passport mandate, this time at the Panera Bread in Gateway Center Mall in Brooklyn. That's right, Michael Bosch, 42, who served twice in Iraq and once in Afghanistan. You see, just because you're not serving currently doesn't mean you didn't take an oath. That's right, and we took an oath. I took an oath. It was to protect the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. 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 I can repeat myself 50 times before somebody will say, did he say domestic? Yeah, we have domestic enemies, folks. Enemies that are going against the Constitution of the United States. And Michael Bosch held up a copy of the Constitution in his latest protest and said, quote, this is my vaccine passport. When the Panera employees asked him for proof of vaccination. And of course the manager goes, that's not a vaccine passport. And he called the cops. And of course, Bosch turns to the cop and says, back down, join my ranks. You're a communist. We're going to take you out. Nonviolently, Bosch added, upon the officer's questioning of his last statement. After an intense argument with two officers for about 5 minutes, another six cops showed up, and Bosch was arrested. After his release 3 hours later, he went back to Gateway Center and entered Smashburger. Police came again. This time they argued outside. Bosch later left without being put in cuffs. This is a capitalistic country, plain and simple, he said. We're not going to socialism. If we do, then I'm here to die for this country, he said. You understand, he took an oath, just like I did, like millions of American servicemen. Many of them came back from overseas in body bags. Josh Yoder is coming on the show in minutes. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, 28 minutes after the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. This is Wednesday, December 22nd, 2021, as we approach the new year and all of this vaccine garbage. I still can't believe that Mayor de Blasio is going to offer every family member $100 a piece if they'll let a vaccination team come in their house and jab everybody. I'm having a really hard time soaking up who would be dumb enough to do this except somebody looking for a fix. I don't get it how these people can do this. We've got a guest that I met at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour, and Josh Yoder is with us. He has a website called usfreedomflyers.org. They are pushing back against the vaccine mandates for transportation professionals and federal contractors. And I had a chance to talk to Josh very briefly there because he was running around. He actually spoke to the group, I believe. And Josh, you're going to tell us how this got started and where you're at right now in all of this. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Yes, thanks for having me on. This organization, U.S. Freedom Flyers, we got started back in August. I was sitting in a hotel room in Chicago, and I saw what was happening at United Airlines. You know, Scott Kirby, the CEO over there, he came out with a vaccine mandate before there was ever a federal mandate. And I realized, you know, then I've been following this, you know, very closely for about the past 2 years. And I realized then that the vaccine mandates were coming to the rest of the industry, you know, especially after, you know, we were expecting a federal mandate. So it was at that point in time, we started organizing behind the scenes on Telegram, you know, various, you know, friends and colleagues of mine across various airlines. And we started building out this group. It's become usfreedomflyers.org. We've transitioned to the website now. And so when the mandates did come, we were ready to fight back. And we're now organized, 26 airlines, 5 rail companies, trucking, sea shipping industries. Lots of different industries have come together. And we are all actually now suing the Biden administration on the federal mandate, specifically on the contractor clause of the mandate.
Right. Now, they have been able to sustain an injunction at this point. And apparently now there are lawsuits that have made their way to the Supreme Court of the United States. You've been following all this, right?
Yes, I have. I've been following it very closely.
Okay. So now with U.S. Freedom Flyers, you don't have to be a pilot to join this organization. I mean, you're looking for donations, obviously, and support. This is nonprofit.
It's not a nonprofit. We are actually a grassroots group of people. Everyone at U.S. Freedom Flyers that's involved in the administration, we're all 100% volunteer. We've actually partnered with a nonprofit for our fundraising. But at U.S. Freedom Flyers, no one gets paid. We're all doing this because we care about the issue. And we're fighting back. And, yes, we are raising money, obviously, for our federal lawsuit. It's extremely expensive. We did file on November 22nd in the 6th District of Florida. And the government does have 60 days to respond. So we're expecting a response, you know, in January. But we do believe that we're going to win. We have a very strong constitutional argument. And, you know, these mandates are completely unconstitutional. They're destroying lives, families and lives. It's just incredible. You know, I hear from people all the time, you know, weren't aware that we existed, you know, and they felt coerced into getting the vaccine to keep their job. And now they're having major jabber's remorse. You know, this is so sad. We've had deaths from the vaccine, disabilities. It's just incredible what's going on behind the scenes. If the flying public knew what was happening to the pilots who are flying their aircraft, they would have some grave concerns.
And Josh, see, I have been saying this for weeks on this show, that if people knew what might happen at 38,000 feet, it's like, you know, maybe I don't want my frequent flyer miles anymore. This is the craziness of it all, is that people do not understand that this overreach has compromised the airline industry, has it not?
Yes, absolutely. Both the FAA and these airlines, they have completely dropped the ball when it comes to their own safety protocols. And, you know, it's not about what might happen, Dave. It's about what has happened. I can tell you, we've spoken before about this, but there have, I have a large database of vaccine-injured pilots who have taken these jabs and had, you know, strokes, blood clots, heart attacks. You know, we're already susceptible as pilots when we're flying just due to altitude. We're already susceptible to thrombotic events. And now you put these shots on top of it, take us back to altitude, and your risk factors are greatly increased. And this is, you know, due to the studies of people like Dr. McCullough, Dr. Teresa Long, the Army flight surgeon who's grounded a bunch of pilots in the Army. For this very issue. And what I can tell you is happening right now is that the companies, the unions, and the FAA are covering up these events.
You know, and that's something that we are going to put a stop to right here on the Power Hour, folks. I have in my possession, and so does our producer, a 10-page letter to the FAA. And this letter, I'm just like, for as soon as I got, I was just telling Josh before we went on the air, folks, I just got through the first two pages and started flipping out. I mean, seriously, this is some real serious stuff that's going on here that literally discredits the Federal Aviation Administration. Josh, you want to elaborate? You've read the whole thing. I only got to the first two pages and flipped out. You must have. You read this multiple times.
Yeah, Dave. I mean, it's unconscionable. You know, I was just made aware of this. There was a press conference in Phoenix, I believe it was 2 days ago. Where Lee Dundas, the attorney who's heading this up, along with quite a few others. I mean, you have Dr. McCullough, who's a world-renowned cardiologist, Dr. Teresa Long, and other signatories to that letter who are all raising alarm bells here. You know, they're saying that the FAA is playing Russian roulette, essentially, with your safety. And, you know, they violated their own protocols. I mean, there is no approved vaccine in this country. And for the FAA to take something that is here under emergency use authorization that has zero long-term studies, and to say that it's okay for pilots to get it and then for companies to mandate this for pilots with no long-term studies, this is the first time in the history of aviation that something like this has ever happened. Typically, they are hyper-focused on safety. I mean, even as a pilot, I can't take NyQuil the night before and then go fly. There's many benign medications that I can't take as an airline pilot. And yet they want me to jab myself with this emergency use authorization drug that is known to cause, you know, blood clots, myocarditis, pericarditis, heart attack, all of which can lead to sudden death. You know, this is unconscionable that pilots would be taking this en masse without asking questions and that the FAA would even allow it. You know, they're the ones that signed off on it. They did zero long-term studies whatsoever.
Well, yeah, certainly a pilot's, but I mean, literally the regarding section of this letter, just the first page. Folks, we're going to have this on thepowerhour.com. You will be able to go there and download this PDF and read the letter to the FAA, and noticing them of what is going on here and the fact that we know what they're doing. And basically they are saying the attorneys, medical doctors and other experts who authored this letter have become aware of the fact that commercial airline industry pilots and FAA appear to be together operating in violation of Title 14 of the Code of Federal Regulations at Section 61.53 and related guidance, which prohibit pilots from flying with non-FDA-approved agents in their bodies like the COVID-19 inoculation, and in a manner that puts the general public at risk of death and or serious injury. And they have a list, a to-do, a laundry list here. And even the first four of these laundry lists on page two, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to read this stuff. You don't understand when you get on that airline flight with this garbage that's going on right now. And we have talked about Dr. Hoppe up in Canada that has looked at all of his patients that have gotten the jab and ran D-dimer tests on them and discovered that they had blood clotting going on. There was evidence of blood clotting. Maybe not currently, but they have had evidence of blood clotting. And so they put them on a regimen of like NAC and baby aspirin, various other things. But see, you can't give a pilot this junk and then send him up to 38,000 feet playing Russian roulette with your life. And this is exactly, Josh, what you are appearing to tell me that the FAA is trying to cover up.
They are absolutely trying to cover it up. You know, what I know for sure is that they did not follow their own rulemaking process in the approval of this medication. They didn't do it. They certainly didn't have the time. And I was just speaking to Lee Dundas yesterday. She gave me a call, and I believe that they're going to be digging in, doing FOIA requests to actually prove this to the public. They rubber stamped this. They pushed it out without doing any long-term studies whatsoever. I mean, there is no long-term data on these vaccines. And I believe that what's going to come out is going to shock the flying public. And people need to get involved. You know, if passengers don't get involved and contact the FAA and demand answers regarding this letter, I can assure you that they're going to try to cover it up, because this is going to be extremely embarrassing for them. You know, let's look at just like a few years ago with the 737 MAX. You know, they certified an aircraft that was not safe to fly, and then it cost the lives of nearly 400 people. This, once again, that was a large FAA scandal, and I believe that this will absolutely trump the scandal of the 737 MAX.
Yeah, and who would know better than pilots? Because, I mean, you guys are connected. You guys talk. You guys have not only just the unions, but you guys have an internal connection, judging from what you've just said here, with what USFreedomFlyers.org has done in connecting all these different entities. I mean, how many pilots you think know what's going on here?
Well, Dave, unfortunately, not as many as should know. You know, so many people have just closed their eyes and have taken this, you know, without doing any of their own research whatsoever. And that's really frustrating. And when you look at the airline industry, you're looking at between, you know, across the various airlines that we represent, you're looking at probably between 20 and 30% on average of pilots that are unvaccinated. And, you know, we're being harassed by the companies for not being vaccinated. They're trying to force us to do it. And the 20 to 30% of us that are holding out, you know, we've actually looked into this. We know why we don't want it. Just look at the work of Dr. McCullough. I mean, he's told me personally. He says that, you know, he believes that if all of these vaccinated pilots come in for D-dimer tests, he anticipates that 30 to 40% of them would show evidence of microclotting. And this is extremely concerning. You know, if that's on the ground, imagine when you go up to altitude, where we're already more susceptible to this. I mean, this is how acute reactions happen. I mean, it is unconscionable what the FAA and the companies have allowed. They have, just like I said before, they've violated their own protocols. And, it's very concerning. The flying public needs to get behind this. They need to demand answers from the FAA, and they need to shut this down. If you have two vaccinated pilots in the flight deck, you've just now lost redundancy, essentially. I mean, the likelihood of two going down at once, you know, hopefully minimal, but with the number of flights to fly every day, you know, at some point, you know, the inevitable occurs.
Well, and see, the thing is that aren't pilots, when they are going to fly the night before, don't they eat in different places so that to prevent, you know, cross-contamination into the same, you know, into the flight deck?
No, that it used to be.
Is that a rumor?
There used to be a rule. Yeah, that's a rumor. It used to be that when we, you know, ate in-flight meals, you know, this was years ago, that you weren't allowed to eat the same meal, just in case of, food poisoning, et cetera. And so I guess that really makes the point here, is this is the level to which, you know, the FAA has gone to in the past to ensure safety. And yet, okay, when it comes to, you know, completely unapproved vaccines, They've completely disregarded their own protocols, you know, according to Lee Dundas and the medical professionals that signed that letter, completely violated their own protocols, and they're pushing something that has never been approved and that has known the known side effects that I listed earlier.
Well, and on top of that, as of January 1 of this coming year, the PCR tests are done for. Their emergency use authorization is going bye-bye unless it gets re-extended for some cockamamie reason, which I can't figure out why, because CDC and everybody else is saying, oh, these things don't work, and we're stuck with a bunch of them. And now the our illustrious president that thinks he knows everything wants to crank out 500 million more of these test swabs and start testing everybody. And Lord only knows what's on those test swabs. This is something else that's pretty scary. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. If you're a flyer, I would think you'd have some questions about this. We have a pilot on the phone right now with us. You have an opportunity to get on the phone and make a difference, folks. If you got a legitimate question for Josh, 844-769-2944. I want to see the phones light up. I'm in it. I know you got questions out there. They are asking the FAA in this 10-page letter to medically flag all vaccinated pilots. Josh, what would that constitute?
Well, you would see a massive disruption in your travel plans, that's for sure. You know, I believe the demands that they're making in the letter, like I said, U.S. Freedom Flyers is not behind this letter. I was just made aware of this 2 days ago when I was sent the press conference. And what they're asking for, I believe, is that all vaccinated pilots be grounded until such time as they can show clean bills of health, specifically on D-dimer tests, EKGs. I believe they were also asking for troponin tests, looking for elevated troponin levels, which would indicate heart tissue damage, as well as cardiac MRIs to check the interior of the heart to see to ensure that no damage has occurred. And you know, once the pilot then clears those tests, I believe that what they're asking for is that you know they don't be returned to flight status until such a time as they can show a clean bill of health. You know, currently we go in, we get annual medicals as pilots, thorough medicals, but the only cardiac test that's done in that medical process is an EKG, just checking for the electrical rhythm of the heart. But what we know of these vaccines, what Dr. McCullough has been saying is that many of the vaccines are causing tissue damage that would not be picked up on an EKG, which is why they're asking for this specific battery of tests, and specifically to looking into blood clotting issues.
Okay, now did you actually, because I did see Peter McCullough at the event, did you perchance have a chance to talk to him personally about this?
I have after the fact, after that press conference, we were able to have a conversation. I mean, like I said, I was unaware that this was coming out until 2 days ago. And when it came out, I was then contacted and I've spoken to almost everyone on that letter now who signed that letter. And they have, you know, the concerns that they've raised are valid concerns, very valid concerns, concerns that I've had. And many other pilots and vaccinated pilots. I mean, that's, you know, many of us haven't gotten the jab for this very reason. So it was just, I was very happy to see this group come out and to hold the FAA and these companies to account.
Well, see, first it's the FDA that's, you know, scamming everybody and now the FAA. But I mean, whatever acronym. And then we got the FBI going out and harassing people who are showing up at school board meetings protesting. I mean, this stuff is not going to stop. Chance in West Virginia, you are on the phone on the Power Hour with Josh Yoder. What's your question?
Yes, hello, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. Hello, Josh. Josh, God bless you for the work you're doing. And, you know, Dave, it only goes to prove time and time again that the real American heroes are the average people out here, not the people who walk the halls of Congress. It's the average person. God bless you, Josh, for the work you're doing. And I'd just like to ask you one question. Yoder, we have plenty of Yoders here. They're Mennonites. I just was curious if you have relatives here. They do quality craftsmanship work on held buildings and storage units. They're Mennonites. And I was just wondering if you have any kin here in this area in West Virginia.
No, I don't. That is a great question and one that I get all the time. But no, I don't.
Yeah, they are fine people, very fine people. Once again, Josh, thank you for the work that you're doing. God bless you. And thank you for taking my call, Dave. And have a great day, guys.
I appreciate that. Happy holidays to you, Chance. Thanks so much for calling. All right, there you have it. All right, 844-769-2944. 2944 is our number to call in. Now, come on, you have a legitimate question? This 10-page letter, which we're going to put on our website, it's pretty damning. I mean, they were talking about risks of post-vaccination myocarditis should not be looked upon as being trivial. And I thought, you know, once I did talk to Josh about this at the event, it's like, well, we're debunking certain things, but Josh, you just told me that there have been instances in flight. Can you elaborate on any of them besides the one that was listed in this letter about the guy that was flying a crop spraying or whatever it was he was doing?
Yeah, so
Cody Flint.
Cody Flint that is listed in the letter. Yes, I've had a phone conversation with him, but he told me his story. It is just it's appalling. He's an agricultural pilot out of Mississippi. And he, 48 hours after getting his first, I believe it was the Pfizer jab, he took off in his plane of a large crop duster, and he was flying and he got tunnel vision. And as he was flying, he, you know, his vision, continued getting worse and worse and shutting down. He lined up over a road to try to land. There were too many cars, and ultimately he blacked out. He doesn't remember landing his aircraft. He doesn't know how he got back on the ground. And it wasn't until he was pulled out of the aircraft by the ground staff back at his airstrip that he actually came back to consciousness. So it's an absolute miracle that he survived. And, you know, possibly, I believe that he probably survived just to tell his story, to raise these concerns. And, you know, he's one of many. I've heard many different stories. I know of plenty of pilots who have had cardiac events, strokes. Brain fog, lots of different issues after getting the jab. Many of, you know, luckily they were not flying. There was another pilot, Greg Pearson. He's a major airline captain. He received his first jab, and when he had a heart attack, I believe it was, you know, within hours the night before. And as he testified at that press conference, he said, you know, had I been in my aircraft, had I been landing an airliner at the time, at the onset of this side effect, he's like, there's a very high probability that I would have crashed and killed everyone in the back. You know, this is a story from a real pilot who's telling you, he's raising the alarm, he's vaccinated, and he's saying pilots should not be vaccinated. So I think it's time that the flying public listen up. It's extremely important that they go to your website and read this letter. If you can make that letter downloadable, what I would encourage your listeners to do is make sure you download that letter and send it to everyone that you know. Get in your email inbox, send it to every single person that you know, and ask them to do the same. And you should all contact the FAA and demand answers and demand that they follow the recommendations in this letter to ensure that the vaccinated pilots are being checked out. Because the last thing that we need is a tragic event.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. And so there have been numerous testimonies from various doctors about this whole thing. And of course, the list of people who have signed this includes flight surgeons. Folks, I mean, this is not a laughing matter. And they've attached, in fact, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I just interviewed on the show last week with the book, The Real Anthony Fauci. And I just interviewed him about this book last week. Ryan Cole, people that if you've been paying attention and looking at the back channel media out there, you would understand what kind of dilemma we are facing. And yet people want to get on these planes and go flying around for the holidays. And to me, you know, I'm not doing it. I'm not putting my life at risk until they sort this out, because you're basically, what you're saying, Josh, is that this, if they don't do what the this group is asking in this letter and attempt to, you know, basically debunk everything that the media and the FDA and the NIH and the CDC and everybody else through the mainstream media has done, I really fear that we are going to have multiple accidents like this. And so have you heard anything about British Airways and their pilots having heart attacks in flight?
I have heard the stories just like everyone else, and I can't verify that. I don't have a contact at British Airways that can actually verify this for me. I'm hesitant to put out anything that I can't 100% verify.
And I appreciate that.
I will say, though, that I will say, though, that I do hear a lot of different stories, a lot of different accounts, you know, from many different pilots all over the world. I do know for sure that in Australia, there have been multiple events, which I've confirmed from Captain Graham Hood, who was the Qantas airline captain, who resigned in protest here a few months ago due to the mandates over there. Many people have probably seen him online speaking out.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Now, you've connected with him over there, right?
Yes, I've been speaking to him for several months now. He's an amazing person who also he took a stand. You know, he took a stand to do the right thing. You know, at great loss to himself, actually. You know, he lost a career that he loved, but he was willing to do it. He actually resigned. He didn't wait to get fired. He resigned in protest to fight for his fellow pilots. I mean, he's done incredible work in Australia.
No doubt. All right, so people can donate on the USFreedomFlyers.org website. Is that right?
Yes, they can. Yeah, if you go to usfreedomflyers.org, there's a donate link there. You know, we truly do appreciate any help that you can give us. You know, as I said before, this federal lawsuit is very expensive, and we will also, you know, hopefully the companies will back off once we, you know, dismantle the federal mandate. Should the companies back off, we will also, or should they not back off, we will also be bringing lawsuits to the companies as well.
No doubt.
Demand accountability for what they're doing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're going to keep in touch with you, Josh, and we appreciate your being on the show with us. We are out of time for this half hour. 11:57 right now, folks. We're going to be back after the break with more news and information. Thank you, Josh, for signing on with us today here on the Power Hour. We're going to post that PDF. You'd be watching for it, folks. Do something about it.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.